Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we are on a runaway train for Warrior basketball. 2 hours against the champs. Warriors live in 1 hour. But a whole lot of 49er and NFL football between now and then. Because, again, we've been nicknaming it in the most loving way, Fat Tuesday, because we come at you with offensive line greats just over and over. So this hour we'll go Mark Schlereth followed by John Feliciano joining us right here on Willen and Dibs. So let's do it. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line right now, and we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereth. He's the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark, great to have you, man. How's the podcast going? What were you guys running around talking about this week?
You know, I mean, we've talked a lot of stuff. Obviously, the Giants and Brian Daboll and how washed Russell Wilson is coming in a critical situation and taking two sacks. You know, I've been talking about the Rams being what I think is the best football team in the National Football League. So the loss to the Rams, although they, you know, hung 40 some odd on you, there is no shame in the way they're playing right now. And I think they're so uniquely built. You know, you look at the way when Sean McVay first came in this league, I remember his first couple of years, they were in 11 personnel, three wide receiver personnel, 98% of the time. That's what they did. Now they run more 12 and 13 than anybody in the league. They've got four tight ends that are just cookie cutters of one another. You know, they're all 6'5", 250 pounds. They can all run. They can all block. They're just a real matchup nightmare for teams. So I know you don't want to hear this, but they're fun to watch.
Yeah, I mean, especially offensive linemen, because you see all the different packages like you talked about. And I wonder about the Niners in that same vein, who run a lot of 21 personnel and the way they use Juice, the fullback. Are there things that Shanahan needs to kind of innovate away from in order to, I don't know, be a little bit more of an explosive offense now?
I don't know. I don't think I would say that is true. I think that, you know, I think it has a lot more to do with who's playing up front for you and obviously who's on the edges. I mean, when you don't fear playing one-on-one coverage with people, you can commit to stopping McCaffrey. You can commit to stopping a lot of that stuff that teams do. And, you know, ultimately right now, from a passing game standpoint, name one dude that puts fear into your heart when you say, hey, we got to go man-to-man on this guy. And frankly, I would just argue that's probably nobody. You know, I think about it from the position I played as an offensive lineman. One of the things we used to always say is, like, if you have not one guy who's a pass rusher that I'm afraid of going one-on-one with across the line of scrimmage, we're going to whip your ass. Like, there's no two ways about it. Now, all of a sudden, when you get one pass rusher or two pass rushers that are a problem, then you guys become a real issue for us as a group in general. And so, because then you got to start committing guys to stopping the pass rush, to doing that. Now you're not getting anybody out. You know, now you're getting two or three guys out. And if your two or three guys can't beat man-to-man coverage, you're not going to win a lot of games. And so I think those are the things that we look at with San Francisco right now as they wait to get some health back on that receiving core and across the board with their their organization. I think those are the problems that you get into.
Mark Schlereth is with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Stink, we've got, Richard Sherman. We've got Brian Baldinger. We even sort of had Tom Brady getting lulled into they all have the same take right now. I know they lost, but Mac Jones was really good, and so it is. Stick with Mac Jones because he's the hot hand, even when Brock Purdy is in relative health. Would you care to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I still think, and I'm not one of these guys that is like, hey, man, you lose your job. You can't lose your job to injury. Of course, you can lose your job to injury if the guy who comes in plays better than you. But Brock Purdy would give them an element of athleticism in the back end at the quarterback position that Mac Jones, frankly, doesn't have and never will have. And so while you're struggling with health and with health-related issues and lack of dynamic nature at the receiving core, I would definitely, me personally, if Brock Purdy is healthy and there's no further risk of injury, other than, you know, the normal stuff that happens to you because you play football, I would go back to Brock Purdy because he gives that element of athleticism and escapability in the back end and maybe some a little bit more of an RPO type of game and some things that you have to contend with as a defense that, frankly, Mac Jones doesn't have. And I understand, you know, he went 33-39 and had 300 yards passing, and I understand all those things. Of course, you know, how much of that is underneath and how much of that is because you're behind in the game. And yeah, I understand the efficiency and stuff, but I think you're a more dynamic offense is currently constructed with the players that you have if you go back to Brock Purdy.
Now, hopefully he can make it through some practices this week and he'll be out there against Arizona on Sunday. What sort of a problem does the Arizona defense pose not only for Brock, but potentially Mac Jones as well?
Yeah, I think they're very well coached on that side of the ball. I mean, Sweat is a decent, good pass rusher. Still, Calais Campbell is still playing at a ridiculous level. It's unbelievable. They've got really good players on the back end. Buda Baker is a guy you always have to contend with. He's all over the place, has a blatant disregard for his own well-being, flies around at about 190 pounds and just tries to absolutely destroy people. They're good. They are a good defense. Yeah. Ultimately, to me, this is a really cool matchup because their defensive coordinator is a huge Kyle Shanahan fan. And so that matchup, like, he is going to be jazzed up for that matchup. And that's going to be a really cool matchup for them. Ultimately, you know, you look at Arizona offensively, you can say what you want. And I think Brissett has done a really good job for them, but he's a backup quarterback in this league. And, you know, the Arizona Cardinals, frankly, just aren't that good right now. You got one huge big-time problem is Trey McBride, but you know, it'll be an interesting matchup to be sure.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about what you're mentioning there, that like the Arizona defensive staff is going to be all jacked up to face Kyle. I think that we out here in the Bay right now, Mark, we've got a fan base that in a way is struggling to get overly excited because it feels like a great year is kind of off the table because of everything that has happened on the defensive side of the ball. But you're a big Shanahan fan. I'm a big Shanahan fan. They are relatively healthy there, getting healthier. Maybe Purdy, maybe Pearsall joining this group. When you put all that together, is that offense good enough to essentially outscore teams and still leave an imprint on this season?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny you bring it up because you sit there and say, hey, man, they're not playing very well. And, you know, we're probably not going to win the division and this, that, and the other. And you guys have run away with a bunch of seasons and ultimately ended in disappointment. And to me, getting healthy at the right time, can you get healthy at the right time? Can you make a run at the right time? Can you, you know, at the end of the year, be playing your best football? Because ultimately, it doesn't really matter until then. And I tell you what, I take a average season to compete for a championship and to play really well in the playoffs. I would take that any day of the week. So I still think you have that, you know, that ability if you get everybody healthy and if you start, you know, playing better football. Defensively, I don't know. A lot of young guys, a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball, you know, the lack of a legitimate threat at the pass rusher, that's going to make that hard. But just to get offensively, get back to feeling yourself, have some dynamic weapons on the outside with Pearsall coming back. And like you said, if Ayuk comes back, I don't know his story right now, but that could make a big difference.
And this Sunday, it's going to need to make a difference. And I'm just fascinated by the way the Cardinals have gone about their quarterback situation where Kyler Murray is hurt and he's on IR, I guess, but it looks like they made a pivot to Brissett regardless of that. How would you size up the situation overall in Arizona at the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, I think they found out the most important thing is that Kyler Murray probably isn't their quarterback. And that's a great decision to make. You know, and ultimately, I look at Kyler and, you know, I think at the quarterback position, for the most part, consistently boring wins. That's what wins in the NFL. And SportsCenter highlights are cool, but that doesn't win football games in the NFL. And for Kyler Murray, it always felt like to me, I want to lead the league in SportsCenter highlights. And like you can lead the league in SportsCenter highlights, but you're going to be 5-whatever, you know, 4-whatever. I don't know the math anymore now that they went from 16 games. It was so easy back when it was 16 games.
Yeah.
You know, I could say, hey, they're going to be 4-12. Now I got to add a game in there, so it'll be 4-13, I suppose. I'm not good. Matt, I was a general studies major from the University of Idaho. So you added that 17th game, and it's not even anymore. And yeah, like none of it makes sense it's to me tough, anymore. Yeah, I just have tough. Given up. Yeah.
You know what, though? I think this comes up around the league a lot, Mark. And when you describe these two, I don't think you think they're similar in Kyler Murray and Brock Purdy, but maybe the situation is. I think that some people look at certain quarterbacks and they go, okay, this guy is good enough to take us to the playoffs, but maybe he's kind of a product of surroundings or he's not good enough to get all the way over the top. Like he's not a top five QB. What is usually the right thing to do? Like Dak Prescott, Derek Carr, what's the right thing to do when that's your guy? Is it to go ahead and pay the relevant quarterback or keep searching for great?
Yeah, well, I mean, the principle, I guess, for me is there's one Patrick Mahomes. You know, there's three or four guys in the league right now that are that guy. And there are a bunch of others that aren't. And then there's some guys that are really, really good. And if you've got a guy that I think is really, really good, you do in Purdy, then you can still win a championship, but you have to build around that guy. And I think the biggest thing about playing is not so much attacking somebody's weakness as it is mitigating your own. And so when you have a guy that can win and a guy that can lead you and a guy that is, you know, is made of the right stuff, then it's about, but he maybe doesn't have a couple of physical tools that you would like, then it's about mitigating those potential weaknesses and putting enough people and enough concepts around him for you to have a win a championship. And those things, that stuff is done because there's only four teams that have the quarterback that could just carry them. But I would say of those teams, you know, of the how many championships has Lamar won? How many championships has Josh Allen won? Like, they also have some of their pitfalls. So those are the things that you have to look at. And I know we all want that unicorn playing quarterback for us, but unfortunately, they just don't make many of them.
Mark Schlereth with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hey, Stink, this is off subject, but before you go, and I know you guys were never on the field together because you both played offense, but our guy, he's part of our coverage here at 95.7 The Game, is Lorenzo Neal, and he's made it to the next round in all of the Hall of Fame voting. Weigh in. What are your thoughts? Lo Neal, is a Hall of Famer?
Yeah. Lo Neal was phenomenal. You know, unfortunately, for the most part, the fullback position has kind of become extinct. And, you know, and unfortunately, the voters don't understand the value oftentimes of those guys and what they brought to the equation. So Lo Neal was a phenomenal football player, did it for a long time and crushed people in the running game. And so, yeah, if it was up to me, absolutely, because he's a, you know, he's a glorified guard. and I want all those guys. I want all those guys in the Hall of Fame. But, you know, like I said, unfortunately, we've got a lot of guys who vote for the Hall of Fame that I would say that if you can't put a statistic in front of them, they don't know how to vote. You know what I'm saying?
Totally. Yeah. Totally. You taking Lo Neal or Kyle Juszczyk?
For
fullback.
Oh, I would take, like, it depends on what you want. You want a guy that catches the ball, you want a guy that absolutely destroys people in the hole. I'll take the run game aspect all day long, but I love Kyle Juszczyk as a player as well. It's just morphing the position into something that it wasn't, you know, back when Lo Neal played and when I played. So, but yeah, I'll take Lo Neal all day in the run game.
Honestly, looking at some old footage, the Lo Neal Mike Allstott full eye in the backfield, that should have been outlawed.
Oh my gosh, right?
Too much man right there.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of man.
So you got to take on Lo and you get around him, and then here comes Mike Allstott. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's wrong. Yeah, that's never the right answer.
No. All right. Hey, Sting, thanks. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right, sounds good, boys. Take care.
Yep, you too. There it is. That's Mark Schlereth, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Mark is the host of the Odyssey original, The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Mark Schlereth.
Yeah. And you know I'm biased because I
of course
did years of shows with Lo, and I love the man, but just when you look at what he did and the amount of games he played, 16 years, and he didn't miss that many games, and he's out there just wrecking people.
You know my rule when it comes to the Hall of Fame.
Come on in.
Yeah.
You're in.
We're serving beer. Come in.
Yeah. That's it.
What do I got? Like,
and the Pro Football Hall of Fame, they do it in a certain way. I think you only get like 5 or 6 a year of the modern era guys. And so every year that he doesn't get in, and this year he actually advanced for the first time ever.
Yeah.
But every year, somebody else becomes eligible who's a no-doubter first ballot guy, taking away one of those spots.
No doubt. Granny just shook his head at me. You're one of these guys, aren't you? You're one of these people that...
If everybody gets in, it dilutes what it means to make the Hall of Fame. With that said, Lo Neal deserves it.
I didn't say everybody. Everybody who is basically on the fence. Let them, the Hall of Fame. Yes.
Not the Hall of Very Good.
Well, if you are on the fence and there's a debate, let them in. But actually, if you like, for me, it's more about the people who don't want to let them in. Like, who hurt you? That's what I always want to know. Why are there so many people out there who feel like they will be personally offended if Philip Rivers or Lo Neal or whatever goes to the Hall of Fame? And I love what Mark said. How do you even do this? Because if it's a quarterback, we're bouncing around talking about stats. Well, now, how do you get a stat for Lo Neal? What's your stat?
You know what his stat is?
What's his stat?
That's a stat.
Thank you. I believe he blocked for 9 consecutive 1,000-yard running backs. And so
amazing.
It's a stat. It's kind of a little bit of an odd stat, but you look it at up. Like Corey Dillon. He blocked for Corey Dillon. He got 1,000. LT, look at LaDainian Tomlinson's best years. But when you look at his best years were when he had Lorenzo Neal blocking for him. So the stats are a little bit harder to digest. There's no QBR or fancy touchdowns and all the rest of it.
I think the whole thing in the NFL right now, this class system that's been based on positions, is just a very odd thing for me to unpack. And it does go to Hall of Fame voting when there are players who don't have stats. For years, for example, they would not let anybody who was a part of the kicking game in. Like that was just, you were out. And now we got a few kickers in there. We got a punter or two in there, I think.
One for sure, Ray Guy
is in there.
Yep.
Okay, so like if we're going to get a little bit advanced on how we do this, and then I also think about the salary structure. Do you know what I mean? We talked about this a lot. Like when the Philadelphia Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, who was more important, Saquon Barkley or Devontae Smith?
Yeah, not even close.
It's not even close, but one of them makes like $10 million more than the other one because, wide receivers are fancy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so quarterback, I understand that. But this class structure of, here's another one. The Niners will play the Cardinals this weekend. Who's the most important target for both offenses?
The tight end.
Exactly. Now, you could argue McCaffrey with the Niners, no doubt. But I think that you in the passing game and also how it affects the running game, George Kittle and Trey McBride are massive pieces.
Yep.
Of what these offenses are doing. They're like not allowed to make more than 15, 16 million bucks a year or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you're telling me I could get a Kittle and almost a McCaffrey for an Ayuk?
Absolutely.
What are we doing?
Well, it's just the market.
What are we doing?
The wide receiver market has gone way bananas beyond control. And I do think that the running back market, it might have a little bit of a bounce back after Barkley last year, Jonathan Taylor this year. Indianapolis is maybe the best team in football because they have an amazing running back. And, by the way, they have a guard going to the Hall of Fame.
No doubt, but I also think those things don't change unless they're forced into change. Like, the NFL GMs are not going to be like, well, like running backs did really well. Let's give them a bunch more money. The problem is it is still viewed as somewhat replaceable, or it is an asset that depreciates too quickly. That running back, when they get to the end of their rookie deal and they're already 5 years into the league, very often, even if they're like kind of good, teams are going to go, dude, you're about to fall off the cliff, so we're going to just turn and burn and go get a different running back. Maybe it's not the day to say it because the Packers have lost two in a row and both games at Lambeau, and I don't think that they've scored 20 points yet in the two games combined. So this is a bad day to say it, but I would sign up right now for my favorite team to do the wide receiver position the way the Packers have. That's your turn and burn spot.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's your turn and burn spot. I'm never giving 30 mil to a receiver unless you got to be like out of control elite.
And that's kind of what he was saying, Stink was saying about the quarterbacks, where there's a few guys, you have a Mahomes, sure, you pay him, you keep him, but so many teams, and maybe the Niners fell into that, we don't know about Brock Purdy and his contract, but you mentioned some of the names around the league, like Dak and Calamari, and those are guys that you never should have paid, but you're in a spot where you have to either pay or get off the pot.
Yeah, I mean, if Jamar Chase is on your team, I'm not, you know, Justin Jefferson is not. Okay,
I'm on Ross St. Brown.
Yeah, probably, although that's partially because that offense is so good and there's so many other weapons there too. But yeah, that's fine. I'm in on that. But when you get to that next level, when you start getting to, you know, Jaylen Waddle is making 28 or whatever, it's like, no, I'm not doing, I'm out on that. Warriors are in OKC tonight. Tip is set for 5 o'clock. Warriors Live with us starts at 4. That's a half hour from now. Presented by Xfinity, your home court advantage. Brought to you by Xfinity. Watch all your favorite teams all in one place. Xfinity, imagine that. We're also sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Springwater. Guess who's next? It's another big old dude. But this one's got a potty mouth. So tune in for John Feliciano, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be on the tube. He was on the Niners the last 2 years. Does he see, as he calls him, Poondog, and the rest of the guys starting to get better? No sacks this week for the Rams. John Feliciano joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah. We love this time. We love Tuesday. Feliciano's about to be on the show.
Mungo.
Yeah, let's do this. And It was not their fault. It was not their fault this week. Offensive line gave up zero sacks. So let's do it, man. Let's go out to the River Islands guest line. He's on YouTube as well. John Feliciano joins us on Willard and Dibs. Is it getting cold out there? John's got the black beanie on today. Is it getting cold where you are?
It's beaner season, baby.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. It's about that time. As soon as October hits, October, November. But yeah, it snowed here yesterday. I didn't know I was getting myself into that before I moved here. But yeah, it was like 20 degrees snowing. It was something.
Yikes. Yeah, that's pretty foreign for all of us out here in the Bay. Hey, I want to throw this at you. It's a question we've been bouncing around throughout the year. When we look at the Niners, all the injuries, the situation, sometimes we go, how the hell does this team have a winning record? And I got another one for you. I'm looking at the NFL 2025 turnover differential grid. John, They're second to last in the whole league. Only the Jets have a worse turnover differential. The Niners are minus -8. So I'm going to ask you, how the hell are they 6-4?
Is it credit to the guys that are playing and the coaching staff? And I mean, you know, if you look ahead on the rest of the year with seven games, I mean, realistically, I can see them, you know, winning at least six, going 6-1 and squeaking into the playoffs. But it's a credit to the coaching staff.
And it's been, you know, credit to the effort of the guys who've been out there. I wonder, though, John, about, you know, the inability to really consistently run the ball. It seems like as much as the offensive line has done a good job of protecting in the past, they still haven't been able to really grind it out against good defenses.
I mean, I think the Rams as well. I mean, they have one of the best edges in the league, and that's probably because they played the Niners twice a year, that they had to go out there and get, I mean, versus one of the best outside linebackers in the league. And a bunch of those edge guys are very good. And again, I mean, they jumped out to a 21-point lead, so it's kind of although I don't think we abandoned the run in any way, it's still kind of one of those things where, you know, we're going to have to throw the ball more to win.
John, we know you keep a real close eye on the Niners and the Bills. So what is Sunday
tough
like?
Week.
Sunday like? Take us inside your home on a Sunday when the Bills just completely gag in Miami and then the Niners are down 21-0 before your food's ready.
Bro, I mean, the Bills one definitely was hurting the most because, I mean, the Dolphins are not, you know, a very good team. The Buffalo go out there and just late. It was bad, bro. That was bad ball. I thought the Niners had a harder, you know, game in front of them. I think the Rams are definitely in the NFC one of the top teams. That being said, I thought we're going to squeak out another W like we did when we played there. But man, that offense, I don't think Matt Stafford gets enough credit for what he does. I think he's, you know, in the upper echelon of quarterbacks in the league. He's like the last old school quarterback, a guy that's just going to stay in the pocket and throw it. He can't run worth a crap. But he's a dog. He doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
And now you've got a Cardinal team coming up this weekend. You talk about playing like crap, to use your turn of a phrase. Arizona got absolutely smashed in Seattle, and they had to wake up, and they're down 38-7 at the half. So how confident would the Niners be, should they be, going into Arizona against a team that looks pretty bad?
Yeah, I think we should always be confident when we play the Cardinals. I just think, you know, at least in my time, I think the Niners are, I don't know. I never really worried about the Cardinals.
No sacks last week. Can we get John Feliciano's Niners offensive line review?
I thought they played well. Spencer's, you know, still got the start, and I thought he played well. I thought Barch played well as well when he got in. So it's good to see that. hopefully we might have some depth now that we got these guys coming back. And yeah, I think the pass protection was on point. And you know, there was, you know, I feel like the running game was hit or miss. There was a couple big plays and a couple plays that could have been bigger. But yeah, I think if I gave them a grade, it's probably like a B minus. If they would have won, it would have been an A minus. You know, you can't grade them too high when we lose.
Does Pooney look like he's getting healthier to you?
Yeah, I was thinking that myself. I think while he had a couple plays that, you know, you wish you had back, but besides that, I think he's starting to, you know, play way better.
And Trent on the outside, it looks like Trent Williams had another good game. He's been mostly up and a little down, though, at times. When you look at Trent Williams, now that we're, 10 games in, no bye yet, is he still playing at an elite level?
I think coming into the season, I think he kind of dipped. But I think recently he's been lights out. And, yeah, I mean, it's going to be great. We have three more games until the bye, so if we go out, I think we should go out there and be 3-0 by the bye, and that would be huge for that team to get the bye this late.
John Feliciano with us on Willard and Dibs. Hey, John, I already know what you're going to say, but I kind of like to hear you say it because the debate is coming up again. 33 of 39, pretty fancy, three touchdown throws. Mac Jones has been incredible, so as Brock gets closer to coming back, everybody's weighing in on whether the Niners should hurry to have Purdy back. If and when Purdy's ready, you say what?
Throw his ass in there. I think him coming back is just going to bring extra juice to the team. We got our leader back. Everyone's going to be, you know, on 10 trying to get a win. I think their backs are against the wall here. If you look at just the record throughout the NFC, they're going to have to, you know, win a lot of games in a row here. I mean, I think they're jockeying with the Bears. So I got my money on the Niners. And I know they play the Bears as well, so that will help. Yep. So, you know, the Bears game and the Seattle game at the end of the year are going to be two huge games.
What can the offense do differently when they get Brock Purdy back as far as, you know, different plays that they haven't been able to run with Mac Jones in there?
I just think, you know, some of the penalties that we had a few illegal formations, a couple false starts. I think Brock's going to be able to settle everything down and then, you know, being able to extend plays with his feet. I think Brock's going to go out there and ball for the rest of the season.
John,
we hear something.
We hear kids. John,
shut up!
Yeah, let's go. hey, can we do story time with Mongo? I was thinking about this last night. I'm watching Monday Night Football and the Packers. Yeah. Jalen Hurts fumbles, and the Packers and Eagles pile on this thing. Or maybe it was Jordan Love. It was one of the QB fumbles. Packers and Eagles pile on this thing, and there was a good minute and a half before the officials uncovered that thing and figured out who they wanted to give the ball to. I want to hear John Feliciano's funniest story about unspoken things that happened at the bottom of that pile after a fumble.
Yeah, I caught myself at the bottom of it one time on my back, so I had, I don't know, 1,200 pounds on my stomach, and I started to panic because I couldn't breathe. It was the worst freaking thing in my life. It was just, it's so, and you know, people are freaking grabbing, pinching, grabbing freaking, if you get a real sicko, they're grabbing, you get Christian Wilkins, he's probably grabbing you somewhere you don't want to be grabbed. Ooh. But yeah, down there, it's those and quarterback sneaks always get a little, those are probably the worst plays for the body.
Yeah, it's got to be dicey. And so if you're down there with the football, you can't even really fight back, right? Did you ever get into a spot where you had to go down in there and recover a fumble?
I mean, I've tried my hardest. I've recovered a few fumbles in my life, but usually out in the open fields because I'm such an athlete. but no, I haven't. Yeah, if you're down there and you just got the ball and you're just like got to cradle up, But if you're sometimes you're out there and you just have your hands on the ball, like your fingers are getting pulled back, like you're getting hit, like it's pretty fun.
John, did you ever participate? Have you ever grabbed somebody?
Oh, me? Where,
yeah, did you ever pinch or grab, do something that you're not supposed to do?
I never did anything Christian Wilkins did.
Okay. Well, then what was your go-to move?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pull back fingers. Pinch you. I'm doing anything. Pinch Get off you, that ball.
Pinch you where?
Wherever. Your arm. Freaking put my foot on your neck. I don't know. We're getting that ball back.
Yeah. And if you are the victim in one of these scenarios, you can't like say things like ouch or stop it, right? There's got to be a certain code where, you know, you got to just kind of take the abuse, right?
You're screaming a four-letter word. Starts with F.
That's where you learned it.
Ends with uck.
Okay. Yeah. Shucks.
Yeah. So, like, in other words, like, whoever recovers the fumble and then they're down by contact, like, that doesn't matter at all, does it?
At all. You can, like, let the refs look at it on the instant replay crap. Like, you're fighting for that ball until the ref pulls you off.
Did you ever recover a fumble that had actually been down for, like, a minute and a half when you then grabbed the ball?
Not that I can remember.
Okay.
Best fumble recovery. Look it up. We were playing Bills at the Browns. I recovered it on the one. I thought I scored a touchdown. It was not a touchdown. I was down at the one. Then we went four and out. We didn't score.
You have no touchdowns in your career?
Nah, but I have two kickoff returns, average 15 yards. No big deal.
No Snatched big him deal. There. Man, well, how the hell did that happen?
We had Cordell Patterson on the team. They didn't want to kick it to him.
Oh, so they kick it to the upbacks.
They would squib it, and if that ball, I was not let the ball go by you. Yeah, right. I'm gonna snatch that thing.
15. I mean, that's almost Sky Moore territory right now for the Niners.
I mean, do they need a punt returner or a kickoff returner?
They just might.
I'll catch it.
AI says that you have two career fumble recoveries and six solo tackles.
Yeah, athlete.
Yes, you are, John. Yes, you are. So with that athleticism, go chase your kids. Thank you for coming on, man.
Will do. All right, guys.
All right.
Thanks, John.
See you next week.
See you next week. There goes Mongo. That's John Feliciano right here on 95.7 The Game.
And he, I think we decided, is 2 or 3 hours ahead, so it's dark.
And
it's
cold.
Snowy.
Yeah.
The kids have probably been in the house all day because, you know, you're getting this foul weather. And so you got kids running wild, going crazy in there. It makes for long days, for sure.
And when you hear John, just keep in mind, again, it's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
It's the worst day of the week.
Yeah.
It's the worst day of the week because, you know, like, this is how we do it. I think people who are wired like you and me, you time the whole thing to see basically – when can I plop, and maybe not Mila because she's only three,
yep.
But when can we plop these people in front of the game? And thankfully, by the way, this is a great Tuesday.
Great Tuesday.
Next week, great Tuesday, because the Warriors have action. But if the Warriors don't play and it's Tuesday, I don't know, man. It's a little bit depressing.
Can be. And, you know, I love college basketball, and so when you get into even December and January, you start to really get a lot of those games, and, you know, that's something to watch, but it's not as elite or peak as the Warriors taking on the defending champs on a Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. You're doing it right this week.
Yeah. I mean, I tell you, this is a weird kind of a vibe, right? Because I don't know. Like, you tell me, does it feel like they're ready for this based on how they're playing?
No.
No.
Steph has been out for 3 games. He's been sick. Kuminga has taken a baby step back. Not the step back jumper, but a little bit of a step back. And in general, they've looked a little, not disinterested, but they're not firing on all cylinders.
I will say about Steph, Steve Kerr, his pregame discussion with the media, Steph will start. That is confirmed. Steph will not have any minutes restrictions. And so there's at least one Warrior who right now cannot say, well, I'm tired because all this travel. Because Steph Curry hasn't done much of anything for a week. Now, sometimes you're fatigued when you're coming off of an illness,
mm-hmm.
So I'm not putting that on him. But Steph should have some some fresh legs tonight.
He should. And do we know if this is the Al Horford sit game in the back-to-back?
This is the sit game.
Okay.
Yeah, Friedel, I think, squeezed that in, did he not? That he's going to play tomorrow against Wemby.
Horford is out today?
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, this is related to that. Steve Kerr also speaking pregame said, quote, "There's a chance that Draymond Green misses tomorrow night's game in San Antonio because he's, quote, banged up. That's also partially why they're sitting Al Horford tonight, so they could have Al Horford tomorrow if Draymond can't go tomorrow."
I feel like when Steve does that, it means that it's happening.
Exactly. Generally, feels that way. Yeah.
I don't think that he comes out and he's like, "There's a chance we're going to sit Draymond tomorrow," and then they wake up tomorrow and they're like, "Guess what? He has never felt more spry in his life. At age 35, chasing around Chet Holmgren all night last night in another state. Yep, he woke up and cannot wait to play someone who's 8 feet tall. So he's in. He'll be in tonight. We're starting him at center."
You can go
ahead. It doesn't feel like that's going to happen.
It's not going to happen. He's going to miss games all year because he's banged up. I will tell you this, barring an actual real long-lasting injury, he's going to play 65 games. 65 gets you eligible to win an award such as DPOY, so he's going to get to 65. I guarantee you.
He'll get to 65. Will he get to 66?
Probably not.
You're so cynical.
I'm not.
You are.
Honestly.
That's so strategic.
It's not cynicism, and it is strategic. He's banged up, okay?
But as a fan, I don't care about that.
You don't care about what?
I don't care about DPOY.
He does.
I know he does.
Which is why he's going to play 65 games.
But he should play more than that.
He's allowed to.
Yeah, I mean, if he gets hurt, he gets hurt.
Right.
But if you're suggesting that they load manage him 17 times exactly, no thanks.
I don't
care about your DPOY.
Right. Last year, he played 68 games.
Yep.
And that was, I think, the first year that you had to play a certain number to be eligible for awards. And, yeah, he might play 68 this year, but I bet you it's 65. He's banged up.
I ain't saying you're wrong. I'm just saying. A little bit of a cynical outlook.
I mean.
A little bit. A little sarcasm in there.
Not at all.
A little bit.
I'm keeping it a buck.
Yeah.
It matters to him. And
stand
so
on it.
He's not going to play 64.
Stand on what you say.
I'll tell you
that. Stand on what you do.
I agree with that.
I'm just saying
he could play 67 or 71 or like he could do that too.
Right.
Like you don't have to hit it right on the number.
Bang!
Yeah, it's dangerous though.
Bang on the number.
You're going to that second to last game. Better not turn an ankle.
Well.
See, you need a little leeway there.
Then you go out there and you limpy gimpy it for 38 seconds and out you go. Come on.
Engagement
don't
is everything.
You get it?
I do. On the court and in life, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on the 95.7 The Game Twitter page before every game. Presented by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler. So here's what we asked you today. The Warriors opening up this difficult six-game road trip tonight at the Thunder, then at the Spurs tomorrow, then at the Spurs again on Friday. Then it's going to go Pelicans, and next week a back-to-back with the Magic and the Heat. How many of those six games will the Warriors win? Is it going to be 0-1, 2-3, 4-5, or are you a crazy fan that thinks they're going to go 6-0? The poll results are in. And indeed, where I voted, and I think you did too, that is the runaway winner, which is 2-3. That is the 55% choice by our audience. It is not that optimistic of a thought. But the thought is that the Warriors win two or three of these six games. Second place is 4-5
okay,
at 22.8%. Somehow third place is all six.
Baby.
All six, baby. 13.1%. And then 9% of you think that the Warriors are about to get their arses kicked for a full week plus, and you think that they will win 0 or 1 game.
Man, if it turns out to be 0 or 1 game,
that's a problem.
That's a disaster.
That's a big problem. Remember, in theory, one of these games should be a gimme.
Like, New Orleans?
That should be a gimme.
Okay.
Like,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
and T's apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Trips are hard.
Well, yeah.
It's a six gamer.
It is.
You know Jordan Poole.
New Orleans Pelicans have the worst record in the West. They are 2-8.
Mm. You see, Kevon Looney made a three the other night.
What?
Kevon can shoot. Thanks, Lucas, for contributing to the show. Kevon, did y'all watch him at UCLA? He would shoot threes all the time. No, that's a closer three, but he would shoot all the
time.
He'd
also dribble and drive.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a much different moving human being with the Bruins. And then somehow he joined the NBA and was immediately 38 years old, and he's been 38 the whole time.
Yeah, he's had some pretty debilitating injuries. I think he had a hip early in his career.
Degenerative,
yeah.
They thought, at the time. Remember,
brutal,
there was some worry that Kevon was never going to really be the same again. And then the playoffs a few years ago happened, and everyone was like, never mind.
And he got every rebound.
We're good.
Yeah. Some monster games in there.
We'll always, always love Kevon Looney.
No doubt. No doubt.
There was a Warrior game I went to. This is a bunch of years ago, and I still can't prove this, but have you ever run into someone you've never met before, and you're almost like, well, that person's related to... In other words, I was at Will Call to get some stuff to go to the game, and Kevon Looney's mom was right next to us. And nobody told me that, and she didn't introduce herself. I didn't hear her introduce herself to anybody else. It'd be like looking at you and Mila next to each other. Nobody is ever going to think that that person is not Dan Dibley's daughter.
Right.
She has your face.
Right in the face. She has,
without the beard,
yep.
She has...
She's working on it.
...your face.
Yeah.
The few less wrinkles, she's three. She has your face.
Yeah.
Kevon Looney's mom has the same gap in the teeth. It's the same face.
Same face.
But on a mom.
That's so funny.
I'm like, that's Kevon Looney's mom. And they're like, how do you know, Dad? I'm like, I just do.
She's 6'9" also?
She
probably a tall lady.
She had some height.
Yep.
She had some height to her.
That's pretty funny. I'm trying to think when I've had that experience, because I've had it, and it's like, you look, oh, and then you start to do the context. Well, you're at a Warrior game. You look like Kevon's mom. You look like what I think his mom would look like.
Right.
You're his mom.
Well, plus we're at Will Call at a
exactly.
Warrior game.
That's
so
my
I'm like,
thing.
That's Kevon Looney's mom. She's picking up Kevon's tickets.
Right.
Anyway, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. And guess what, kids and campers? Warriors Live is next here on Willard and Dibs.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.